Hey, it's been a while. I've been gone for about a... No, I'm just kidding. I'm still sitting. I'm literally straight into this one from the last one. excuse me. it is allergy season. I didn't even know I had allergies. I'm suffering in allergies I didn't even know I had. Including this horrible book. So this one's going to be pretty worthless, but just to say I did it, I'm going to try to get through it and hopefully at least explain what's happening, which is nothing, so that we can all say when it's all said and done that we read every page of this piece of crap. Well, I'll be dead by the time I finish it, but. All right. So, chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. So, every band has to release a new album every 7 years. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not... So, if you're going to borrow anything, just borrow, like a day before the end of the 7th year. That seems pretty obvious. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother. See, that would be an impossible policy and would ruin the economy if this were true. No one would ever lend anything because they would have to forgive it, write it like, you know, for going into year 5, you'd already be not really lending anybody anything because, you know, you have to forgive it in 2 years, which is not a lot of time for debt. Because it is called the Lord's release. Oh, but that makes it okay. Then it'll be fine. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again. But that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release, save when there shall be no poor among you. For the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. Okay, remember he said that. Save when there shall be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land. So he's saying, like, do this until there's no poor people, which there won't be because I'm going to bless you. Remember that. Only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day, for the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. If there be anyone among you who has an objection to this commandment, if there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the 7th year, the year of the release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not. And he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin. Well, this is stupid, because I went into the voice of the guy, because he said, saying, whenever Moses says that, you know, don't do think this, saying, then he goes on to talk in the character of whoever he's, you know, condemning. So here I am going into that character like a sucker, and then he's not. He says, saying, the 7th year, the year of the release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother. So he's not in character. He's not in character at all. It's not even the least bit. And thou givest him not, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand into. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Ha! For the poor shall never cease out of the land, he says. So he directly contradicts something he said 2 seconds ago, which I find interesting. It's weird. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor and to thy needy in thy land. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man, or an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the 7th year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty, Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock, and out of thy floor, and out of thy winepress. That's not a bad deal, actually. Of that wherewith the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today, and it shall be, if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee and thine house, because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take an owl and thrust it into his ear. Do you remember this, where the guy says, he's like, all right, I want to stay here because I married one of your other slaves or something. And so you say, sounds good. I'm going to need to nail this nail through your ear to a door. Yeah, that's what it says. I have in no way doctored this book. This is unedited, uncensored. And he shall be thy servant forever, and also unto thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. What if the maidservant doesn't even want any part of his? Like, what? I don't like him. He might be staying here for me, but I'm not going to marry him. Don't nail my ear to the door. Damn it. It shall not seem hard unto thee when thou sendest him away free from thee. For he hath been worth a double hired servant to thee in serving thee 6 years. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all that thou doest. All the firstling males that come out of thy herd and out of thy flock, thou shalt sanctify unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it before the Lord thy God, year by year, in the place which the Lord shall choose, thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind or have any blemish, like I said, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. I think I mentioned that before, but it bears repeating. All right, chapter 16. I'm gonna try. This is going to take longer than I wanted to take. This is more stuff that we've heard. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee, I can't be seen with thee, in all thy coasts 7 days. Neither shall there be anything of the flesh which thou sacrificedst the first day at even. Remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in there, thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast it and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go to thy tent. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work therein. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God, with a tribute of a freewill offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give to the Lord thy God, according as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to place his name here. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and wine. Thou shalt rejoice in the feast, and thou and thy son and thy daughter and the manservant and the maidservant and the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all thy works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shalt all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. They shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, throughout the tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Thou shalt not wrest judgment, thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of trees near unto the altar of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make thee. That's an interesting one, sort of out of nowhere there. Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord thy God hateth. He must approve all images. It's like, oh, I hate that. Oh, get that out. That clashes. Okay, chapter 17. I'm sorry. I really am just trying to get through this. This is just BS. Just get through it and get to when back when. Maybe it'll just be totally the end of Deuteronomy, but we got to get to where something happens. Anything. I can't believe how much more Old Testament there is. Like, what more could there even be? Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish or any evil favoredness, for that is an abomination of the Lord thy God. If there be found among you, within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a man or woman that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God, in transgressing his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or the moon, or any of the host of the heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such an abomination is wrought in Israel, then thou shalt bring forth that man or that woman, which have committed that wicked thing or things, unto thy gates or gate, even that man or that woman, and shalt stone them or them with stones till they die. At the mouth of 2 witnesses or 3 witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. Well, which is it? Is it 2 or 3? But at the mouth of 1 witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. So the witnesses get first dibs in the killing. It's great. Great time, great people. Great time, great people. And afterward, so thou shalt put the evil away from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gates, then thou shalt arise and get thee up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire. And they shall shew thee with the sentence of judgment, and thou shalt do according to the sentence which they out of that place which the Lord shall choose shall shew thee. And thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee. Thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which thou shalt shew thee, to the right hand nor to the left. And if the man... I'm just on autopilot now. Sorry, I'll try to at least pay attention. And the man that will do so presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me, Then thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set over thee, that thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself. This was an interesting one. Another one of those sort of out of left field. So he's saying, like, you need to have a king, which I tell you, and which is from your people. You can't have a stranger. And he shall not multiply horses to himself. It's like, okay. Not okay. Yeah, sure, I guess. Nor cause the people to return to Egypt. Yeah, I get that one. But what was the thing about the horses? Was the first thing? Yeah. To the end that he should multiply horses. What? Okay. So what the frick is he talking about? But he shall not multiply horses to himself. So this is important, apparently. Nor cause the people to return to Egypt to the end that he should multiply horses. What? Make sure he doesn't multiply horses, and make sure he doesn't try to take you back to Egypt for the purpose of multiplying horses. Like, because taking them to Egypt multiplies horses somehow. I'm not sure. For as much as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way, neither shalt he multiply wives to himself. Okay, I guess that's a little more conventional. That his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book. Isn't it in enough books? Out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children and all his horses in the midst of Israel. I didn't understand the horse part. That was weird. Chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire in his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren, for the Lord is their inheritance, as he hath said unto them. And they must be like, ooh, great, great inheritance. Everybody else got land and cattle and all that, but we got the Lord. Yay. I mean, yay. Yay. From them, this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw, the first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord. They shall have like portions to eat beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Stupid. There shalt not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through fire, idiots, or that useth divination, dummies, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. Come on. Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. So don't play World of Warcraft. Not allowed to... Wait, do they have necromancer? I don't know. For all these things are an abomination unto the Lord. Don't play Diablo, at least. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, for these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. Ugh. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall ye hearken, according to all that thou desiredst of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me hear not again the voice of the Lord. Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see that great fire anymore, that I die not. Wow, I didn't. I did realize this kind of, but I didn't totally put it together. That is so funny. How is it not obvious to everyone in the world that Moses made up this God? Because, do you get it? Like, so Moses had this little fire. Remember when I was saying, like, the only reason he kept convincing people was, like, he kept saying, remember when there's a fire and there's a mysterious disembodied voice that talked to you from behind the fire? There was no body there, so therefore it was God. And now he's going, and he said this before, but if you hear God's voice, apparently you die. Like, how perfect is that? Like, I barely even need to say it, but obviously he created this God, came up with some little tricks to make him think there's this God. And then when people were like, hey, what, can I talk to God? Can I get him on the phone? Can I talk to him? He's like, no, can't talk to him. If you talk to him, you'll die. Yeah, you'll be killed. Not sure how I can do it, but you'll die. And they're like, oh, okay. All right, well, we'll just do whatever you say then. Also, he's saying now that there will be a prophet, which I guess, because before he said, well, here, let me read on. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and my tongue in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command them. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken, unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall, isn't he going to be dead? Or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. Okay, so earlier he was saying, hey guys, if ever a prophet talks about something that comes true, but tells you to worship other gods, he's not a prophet. Kill him. But then he's saying, in this, he's saying, a new prophet's going to come. And everyone is thinking, like, how are we going to know? And he says, oh, well, whatever he says will be true, will come true. It's like, okay, but then he'll say to stay with this God, I guess, is the one thing that separates him. It seems kind of interesting. Yeah, that's the end. So last chapter. Okay. Whew. All right. Last one. Okay. Prepare yourselves mentally. When the Lord thy God hath cut off the nations whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them and dwellest in their cities and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Thou shalt prepare thee a way, and divide the coasts of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to inherit, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. And this is the case of the slayer, which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in time past, as when a man goeth into the wood, and with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe, to cut down the tree, and his head slippeth from the helve, and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he die, he shall flee unto one of those cities and live. So if you accidentally kill someone with an axe, which I'm not... Boy, axe technology has come a long way, because I don't really know how you accidentally kill somebody with an axe too often. I mean, maybe one freak accident. Get it? One freak accident in a million years, but like enough to where you're riding it in the Bible? Like, hey, when this happens, because it happens all the time. It happens to the best of us. We all kill each other accidentally with axes. Yeah. Lest the Avenger of the Blood pursue the Slayer while his heart is hot and overtake him, because the way is long and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past, wherefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee. So he's just reiterating the cities that people can run to when they accidentally kill somebody. And if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto thy fathers, if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord, and to walk ever in his ways, then thou shalt add three more cities for thee. Well, I will reward you with three more cities, besides these three, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and will smite him mortally that he die, and fleeth to one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence, and deliver him into the hand of the Avenger of Blood, that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land of the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. What? At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three. Why does he say two or three? I don't understand that. Why? He's saying, like, the witness minimum is two or three. Like, depending on what? How do you... That's so stupid. It's like if we had the three strikes law, or two. It's like, okay, so there's the three strikes law in California, or two. It's like, well, it's my second strike, so what does that mean? Well, it's a three strike law, or two. It's like, what is happening? I don't know, why pick one? Why are you saying three or two? It could be two, just depends or something. That's not very, very reassuring. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness, ooh, that's bad, we know that, and hath testified falsely against his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you, and those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. I wonder if you can do any exchanging on that. Like, if you're already missing a hand or two, and you take away someone's hand, is there like a bargaining that goes on? Like, well, he doesn't have any hands, so I want his big toe. And you're like, no, I will not settle for less than an ear. You know, it's like, I would assume, especially because of how much of this must have been going on. People were just eyeless and toothless and handless, I'm sure. Anyway, that's the end of this. I sincerely apologize on behalf of Jesus and God for their just absolute ineptitude in writing their book, because it's horrible. This is not fit to print, I would say. This is not... whoever published this piece of crap should lose their job. You know, whoever greenlit this one, this novel, should lose their job, because this is just not... This is... I mean, maybe if you edit it down, like, 92% to just a good... you know, gruesome stuff, maybe you got some interest there with some people, but as it stands, this is just not an interesting book. Okay, alright everyone, please review on iTunes, thank you so much, and send me any emails at comments@thomasinthebible.com if you want to talk to me, or if you want, I'll talk back. And if not, then enjoy the podcast, and sorry this sucks, and the Bible sucks, and hopefully Moses will just die already. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I'll see you guys later.